This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 6, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with comments from the hits and takes section of JLN. There were two very interesting donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. The most interesting man in the world, Pat Kenny of CQG, donated, as did RSM's most interesting accountant, Paul Knuckles. Pat Kenny is this year's chairman of the LaSalle Street Trading Tech Awards event. Paul Knuckles is a leader in the RSM Financial Services Group, the firm that does my corporate accounting. Thank you to both Pat and Paul, and all who have given, and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. The generous and gracious people at FIA have offered me 10 free FIA Expo V passes to distribute to readers who are interested in attending this year's virtual expo. Email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com if you would like one. SGX report. We successfully completed the final liquidity switch on November 2nd, 2020, with more than $1 billion of positions of the SGX MSCI Taiwan Index Futures seamlessly migrated to the SGX FTSE Taiwan Index Futures. Christopher Giancarlo and Dan Gorfine, former CFTC chairman and head of Lab CFTC, respectively, have an opinion piece published in MarketWatch titled "The Future of Money Should Be Cashless, with a Digital Dollar Giving Faster, Easier, and Cheaper Access to Your Savings." Trading Technology Chief Marketing Officer Brian Mehta's latest blog post is titled "Listen Up. With everything going on, let's not forget about diversity, equality, and inclusion." NFA is seeking compliance examiners to join their compliance and OTC derivatives teams in Chicago and New York. Learn more at nfafutures.org. Look for some significant election news today. Stay calm and stay safe. MarketsWiki went over 192 million page views. It's jumping closer and closer to 200 million page views. Sarah Rudolph reports NASDAQ chief economist Phil McIntosh's latest column is "What Options Tell Us About Stock Splits," about options trading in high-priced stocks and the Apple and Tesla stock splits. You can read about it in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. NFA orders Chicago, Illinois, introducing broker Infinity Futures LLC to pay $120,000 fine. The NFA has ordered Infinity Futures LLC, known as Infinity Futures, an NFA member introducing broker located in Chicago, Illinois, to pay a $120,000 fine. Infinity Futures is a wholly owned subsidiary of York Business Associates, LLC, York, an NFA Futures Commission merchant located in Deer Park, Illinois, and introduces substantially all of its business to York. NFA also ordered Infinity Futures Associated Person, or AP, Patrick Zielbauer, to pay a $20,000 fine. Finally, NFA ordered Infinity Futures to continue to record all of Zielbauer's communications for 3 years. My comment, Infinity should be investigated to infinity and beyond. Bloomberg reports world's hunger problem means some nations risk famine, UN says. The world's hunger problem is worsening, and some nations in Africa and the Middle East could soon slip into famine as conflict, economic hardship, weather extremes, and the COVID-19 crisis limit access to food. That's the warning from the United Nations, which said areas of Burkina Faso, northeastern Nigeria, South Sudan, and Yemen face famine if conflict escalates and humanitarian access is further cut in the coming months. Food insecurity is rising globally, and another 16 countries are at high risk of more acute hunger, the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization and the World Food Program said. Here are Thursday's top most read stories from JLN. Our top read story Thursday was the Financial Times, Japan's Ethical Capitalism Has Lessons for the World on ESG, an opinion piece from the joint head of Asia-Pacific Equity Research at Nomura, and also our lead story of the day. Second was CFTC approves Ares Clearing LLC to clear fully collateralized swaps from the CFTC. Third was another CFTC press release. CFTC designates Kalishi EX LLC as a contract market. Here are your Markets Wiki stats of the day. The site has 192,105 pages viewed, with 24,513 pages and 226,659 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice, this has been John Lothian. Goodbye.